There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Toll free number to join us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the war on chalk and some other observations from the super fun time that Derek J., Chris Cantwell, and myself had, as well as some other great activists at the Cheshire County Fair. We'll talk about some lessons learned and, you know, what our experiences were here and why that, you know, why you should care. 855-453 is the number. Also, when we get the chance, we'll return to more of the story that Mark brought in from Raw Story about things libertarians just don't understand. According to Raw Story, we were only on number one, which is all about poverty. And I don't know, how far are we through that number one there, Mark?
We haven't gotten to the point where I don't understand yet.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, right. Like,
so let's pick that back up then.
I'm really interested in knowing what I don't understand about poverty going on here from the Raw Story. Is just basically, the claim is that, ironically, being poor is expensive. You can't buy high quality items that last longer and are a bargain in the long run. Where are these items?
Please.
Tools. Dear God. Somebody point me at them.
Tools. So some tools are super cheap and they break.
Yep. Super cheap ones.
There are tools that are not so cheap and they have lifetime warranties and guarantees on them. So go to Big Lots versus Sears, right?
Yeah, I don't think that they're always worth it. I've had cheap tools, I have expensive tools, and I can tell you some cheap tools
agree with you.
Tend to do a pretty good job. I'm not out there turning wrenches all day for a living.
I tend to agree with you.
So I'd have a Snap-on.
Right, if you don't use tools professionally, constantly, then yeah, it can make sense to buy the cheap tools. I'm just giving you the example. You asked for the example.
I will give you an example, though. I bought a weed eater for like $100 or something from Home Depot, a home light, at one point, and it was probably a pretty good weed eater for the first 2 years. After that, it began to break down, and I'd have to pay somebody to sort of fix it. And I'm like, and then it's running slow, and I'm like, please fix this. And I paid, you know, kept on paying money to try to get it fixed, and it wouldn't work to my satisfaction.
Bought another weed eater, right?
At some point, I should have. Recently, last week, I'm like, I am not dealing with this thing anymore. I took it out, and it's like blowing the grass down. And I went and I got in the truck. I drove to the local steel dealer, and I bought. And I told them my problem. They said, why don't you come? They saw me coming, right? Why don't you come over here to the commercial section? And they sold me the lowest level commercial weed.
Yeah.
And I get out there and I feel like that guy from Home Improvement, I remember, Tom, whatever. And I'm just like,
hey.
And running that baby. And
we
it feels
good. We need some weed
eating
done here. Come on, if you want to feel good, come on, bring it over here.
It feels good. I'm sorry. I got plenty of things to do on the farm.
Clothing is another area where a little bit of quality goes a long way.
Yeah.
Where you invest in a little bit of quality for a jacket or some dress clothes, they'll last you a lifetime.
The right jacket, that's true. For men, for instance. What's that?
I don't know any high quality t-shirts. Right. I mean, if you're getting Armani Exchange, sometimes they got some nice t-shirts.
Yeah, they have some great
t-shirts,
but I don't know if they'll last you a long time because t-shirts get dirty, right? Like they catch your deodorant, you spill things on them. That's the kind of stuff. A lot of times, cheap clothing's a better choice. I've had $20 shirts that do me as good as the $200 tailor shirt that I got from a client that I had in Sarasota, Florida, who did tailored shirts.
The real key is to use a thrift store and get the high quality stuff for a very low price.
Yeah, then you're putting your time in to go shopping.
That sounds awful.
To you.
All right, let's go.
Okay, going back. So, ironically, being poor is expensive. You can't buy in bulk. You sure as heck can't buy a house, depending on where you live. By the way, buying a house, not really a cheap thing to do unless you want to have a garden or have a big dog or something like that.
There are good reasons to get out of poverty if you possibly can, for sure.
But no, I'm talking about renting, though. Renting is, in many cases, is a better idea in this economy than buying. Many places,
it depends. I mean, if you're going to be staying in one place and you know it, then you can usually get a mortgage for much cheaper than rent.
What's the time frame on that?
Time frame on what?
How long you have to stay in one place.
you probably for your life. If you're ready to settle down and, you know, have a house, then it makes more sense to buy it than to rent it.
If you expect to be someplace that long, yeah, then I'm with you. I've heard the number 7 years. That's an old standby, but I don't think right now necessarily that's a good idea. What you need to consider for yourself as a young person is do you want to be responsible for everything that breaks? Mm. Because that's what being a homeowner is.
Yeah.
And it's a really terrible idea because people tell you buying a home is a good idea and a good money-saving idea. Mm. I'm not sure that that's the case because a lot of people don't know where they're going to be in 7 years.
I see what you're saying. Right. Yeah. If you don't know where you're going to be, then, yeah, you shouldn't be buying a house.
You bought a house previous to this one. Were you there 7 years?
Nope, I was not.
Was it a money-making proposition?
No, I lost money.
That's what I was saying. I mean, look.
I'm not advocating somebody buying a house unless they're in.
This person who wrote this article is.
No, she's just saying you can't afford a house. That's all. She's saying if you're poor, you can't afford a house. And
she's
absolutely right about that.
Being poor is expensive. That's
true.
The suggestion is that owning a home is a cost-saving idea.
Mm-hmm. It can be.
It can be if you choose to live in the same place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A lot
so
of
she's
people
right.
Don't.
She's not incorrect on that point.
It's incorrect if she's giving advice to people generally, because people generally do not live in the same place for 7 years.
I don't hear her giving advice. She's not saying go out and buy a house. She's just making the statement that it's expensive.
She can't
right.
afford the time or money to take care of your health, which means you're more likely to get sick, which is expensive. If you don't have a bank account, which many poor people don't, you have to pay high fees at check cashing joints. By the way, if you do have a bank account, you're likely paying high fees to the bank. If you have to run into that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
have to run into a
you don't get any overdraft fees when you don't have a bank account.
If yep. you run into a temporary cash crisis, you have to borrow from price-gouging payday advance joints. Mm. I'm just looking at an article here from
those things suck.
The Daily Mail that says nearly half of American households would not be able to afford a $400 emergency without borrowing money.
Wow.
I'm not sure who these poor people are she's talking about. It sounds like they're normal. You're right. Normal Americans, sadly, do not manage their money right.
That's
like,
true.
You know, being poor may not be an issue of being poor. Being poor may be an issue of poorly handling your money.
That's absolutely what being poor is about.
In a lot of cases, in a lot of cases, it is. Not all of them. Some people can't work. Right. Mm-hmm. Some people are just disabled and they can't work, or they're
sure.
You got mental issues
and charity,
whatever it is. Going on. If you can't afford a car at all, you're severely limited in what jobs you can take in the first place. Mm. A limitation that's even more severe when public transportation is wildly inadequate. If you're poor, by the way, how many buses around America are riding around empty? If you're poor,
lots of them.
You may have to move a lot. That's expensive. These aren't universally true for all poor people, but way too many of them are true for way too many people.
Okay.
Second chances, once considered a hallmark of American culture and identity, have become a luxury. One small mistake, or no mistake at all, can simply be the mistake of being born poor, can trap you in poverty forever. Plus, this statement is backed with nothing. Okay. I think that more than one mistake. See, this is the problem, is that I spent 8.5 years in prison. I didn't. Yes, my mother gave me a place to live when I got out.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I didn't have anything else. I got, I moved on in life by getting a job and going to work.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that there's no opportunity for people to work their way out of poverty in America. I just don't believe it.
Well, there's opportunity, but there'd be a lot more of it if there weren't so many government regulations in their way.
She's not complaining about government regulations.
I know. Like you said, we haven't yet gotten to the point of her explaining what we don't know. Things we don't know.
In case you hadn't noticed, poverty, including the cycle of poverty and the effect of poverty on children, disproportionately affects African Americans, Hispanics, and other people of color, women, trans people, disabled people, and other marginalized groups. So what does this have to do with fiscal policy? Well, duh, poverty is perpetuated or alleviated, worsened or improved by fiscal policy. That's not the only thing affecting poverty, but it's one of the biggest things. To list just a few of the most obvious examples is of the very direct influence, it's tax policy, minimum wage, funding of public schools and universities, unionization rights.
So what this person
banking and lending laws
is that these things we need to have more of it, right? So a higher minimum wage, the person is saying there need to be more of these government programs.
Tax policy does adversely affect poor people. There's no doubt about it, especially taxes on liquor and alcohol and those sorts of things.
But that's not what she's saying, right?
No, she's not, right? Like, we agree that, but she's going to go on, all right. I can assure you.
Oh, boy. All right. 855. We're going to have to do one of these per night.
Yeah, I think
These are pretty in-depth. 855, 453, and then still to come, speaking of the minimum wage, Derek J. has some commentary on that, as well as the Cheshire County Fair. We'll give you a recap. 855, 453 allows you to join us here on the radio waves to bring up what you want. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Join us on the radio. 855-453 is our toll-free number. Also, Skype on in. Skype username's lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And King Mark.
Hey, Derek J., you've got cell 411.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I love it. I keep it on my main page so that I am always ready to use it.
Cell 411 is a decentralized micro-social network that allows you to maintain, or rather manage, create, and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. Let's say you're like Derek J. and myself, and you are relatively active cop block folks. You go out and you hold the police accountable by recording what they're doing to people. Well, there's actually a cop watching or cop blocking alert in cell 411. Also, neighborhood watch groups. There's a I'm viewing crime being committed alert. There's also stuff for medical emergencies as well. So there's a lot of different alerts you can send out to the people that care about you in this app. Now, everybody has to have the cell 411 app for it to work at all, but it works very, very well. Once you and one other person get this app, or more than one, then you can instantly send alerts when something is wrong, and as much as we don't want it to go wrong, eventually something in life is going to go wrong. So better to have a tool at your disposal that you can use. It will actually give your location to your friends, to your family, to your neighborhood watch group, to whoever it is, your activist group. You can actually choose which group receives the alert that you're sending. So go to Cell 411 on the Google App Store. Download it. It's, I think, all of 99 cents. And 99 cents, if it gets somebody in an emergency to respond to you, is well worth the cost. So look for Cell, C-E-L-L, 411 on the Google App Store. We're still waiting to get approved by Apple. We'll let you know when that happens. All right. Back to your calls and thoughts, and then more about poverty, where Raw Story is going to tell us what we don't know, supposedly what we don't understand as libertarians. But first, Richard's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Richard, with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just got, you say it's okay to talk about anything, is that correct?
It is. You're on Free Talk Live. Please do.
All right. Yeah, we got a problem in America, and two of them are that most of us are connected to some kind of religion, either by way of our families or our coworkers, or we are all personally attached to one. And we all have.
So you're saying that, well, before we get to problem number two, you're saying that religion itself, that people have religion, is a problem?
No, I'm saying that I was going to get to it, but I can answer that question.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to really face what the 501c3 have done to their specific religion or their father's religion or their brother's religion. I mean, if we could shut that down, can you imagine how many more people we would have in the field to fight the fight that you guys are fighting, to actually speak on what's really going on with global warming, what's really going on in the Middle East, what's really causing the drug wars. But the best speakers on the planet, which is the clergy, basically, they have the most charisma. Most people love them for one reason or another. Even if they don't go to their church, they still respect them. But they have literally completely sold out in the worst kind of way to the devil, the 501c3, to one of the most evil men in history, Lyndon Johnson.
I completely agree with where you're coming from on this, Richard. That's why, Mark, you and I are ministers in the Shire Free Church. It's part of the sort of the free church movement, which I'm sure you're well aware of. Free churches, for our listeners who don't know, are those churches who are specifically avoiding 501c3. What is
501c3? Still completely within the tax law. I mean,
Mark, can you explain briefly for our listeners, what's this 501c3? I mean, we shouldn't jump to the conclusion that everybody knows.
It's a designation within the tax law where you go.
Within
you
the IRS
ask,
tax
code. The tax code, where you ask the government, hey, can we be without taxes? Churches don't need to ask this. Churches
right.
have been around longer than the tax.
But that's not what the lawyers will tell you. When,
of course not. When lawyers aren't required to fill out any paperwork for a free church.
Yeah. So the lawyers will tell you, oh, well, you want to start a church, do you? Well, you're going to need 501c3. Don't worry. You can hire me for X thousands of dollars or whatever it costs, and I'll walk you through the process. And
you probably get LegalZoom, too.
Once the churches do that, then they become beholden to the government's rules. And what you're referring to, Richard, with people not being able to speak, is that one of the rules of a 501c3 is that a church that has sought the 501c3, that has been granted it, can no longer take positions, ministers can no longer preach from the pulpit about their opinion on political choices, political issues or candidates, for instance. Isn't that right?
That's right, and that's why I take it a step further now, because I don't let them off the hook no more. Because everything you just said, the churches automatically have the First Freedom Amendment right to speak.
That's
what it's about, petition, religion, and you guys know it better than me. So the fact that they sold out to that contract means that they're consciously doing it. So that means they're serving evil, so they're not speaking on all the stuff you guys talk about. So they're literally being, when I say this word, I'm not playing, because I've been around pimps and hoes. They literally are being pimped by the evil government, and they are in
it's greed
with their audience.
It's absolutely agreed. You're absolutely right about that, because they're told by the supporters of the legal system, these lawyers, for instance, and of course every church that goes through the 501c3 then will also advocate that others go through it, because the idea is that, well, if you're not 501c3, then your attendees cannot take a tax deduction on the donations that they give. This is the line, and
also
it's a lie.
Yeah.
It is a lie. You absolutely, I've done the research. If you look up the Free Church Movement, you'll see the IRS's own code that says that churches do not have to be, basically you don't have to be 501c3, you just have to be a church. And in order to be a church, you just form a church. It's just an idea. You can create a church as long as you have one other person to create a church with. And you can probably just do it by yourself if you wanted to. And so
some states have rules on what a church needs to look like inside their state, but that doesn't mean that doesn't necessarily affect the federal government.
Yeah, we're talking
rules.
About right, the feds. And I don't know what the individual state rules are, but with the federal government, if you are a non 501c3, if you have no status at all with the federal government in that way, you can still have your attendees to the church take tax deductions. It's totally legal to do that. It's just that the lawyers tell you differently, and these churches believe it, and so they get completely hooked into this system that then starts to control what they're able to say. And that's one of the reasons why we went with the free church model for the Shire Free Church, which folks can learn more about at church.shiresociety.com. So what was issue number two that you were calling about?
Before we go to issue number two, can I stop you? I just disagree with one thing. You said they believe it. See, that's where I don't let them off the hook, because they know better now. They know exactly what they are agreeing with. See, we can't keep saying.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. They're doing it anyway because what they probably believe is that it will get them more money, and that may be true because some people, some of the people who attend the church may not feel comfortable if they're not 501c3 because they've heard so many times that you can only get a deduction from a 501c3 donation, and so it may very well be that a church can receive more donations simply because people are misinformed, and of course that would be that the church is greedy and they're seeking money over their religious freedom. I'll tell you what, Richard, stand by. We'll get you back with issue number two here in moments. 855 450 free. And again, if you want to learn more about the Shire Free Church, you can go to church.shiresociety.com. That is the organization that that brings you Free Talk Live, as well as some other great groups like the Genesis Communications Network and, of course, our wonderful Free Talk Live amplifiers. 855 450 free. You can take control of the airwaves. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend at GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also, of course, got Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. And with you in studio, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
We're going back to Richard in Texas. He did say he had a second thing to talk about besides free churches. Go ahead with item number two, Richard.
Okay, yeah. Like, I was in the military from 83 to 91, and when I got in, I didn't have any idea about what arms for hostages was and all that stuff. But then as time went on, I started getting a better picture that we were funding both sides, Iraq and Iran. At the same time, we were building up the drug wars all over South and Central America, and at the same time, we were growing the Crips and the Bloods and all the other assorted criminal groups to move the drugs. So all I'm saying is a whole lot of people who were in the same position as me 30 years ago know what I know now. But just like the church members, they just want the boots on the ground people in the military and the people in the church pews. They have knowledge now, but they won't even call out their generals in the military, just like in the people in the church won't call out the clergy in the churches. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the Tom, Dick, and Harry's, the everyday people, we won't stand up in numbers and make our bosses do the right thing, because we have a spirit of cowardice, I believe.
But well, do you really believe that these pastors out there are having a crisis of conscience where they really want to call out the military commanders for all the evil they're doing, but they can't because their hands are tied? I mean, really, do you think that's the situation they're in?
No, I'm saying just the opposite. I think most of the clergy, and I know a lot of them because I called a lot of shows and I know a lot of them personally, I don't think they have any conscience at all. There's a very popular, what do you call it, when you do a... when you check the numbers of the people.
When you check the what of other people?
You know, when you do a survey.
The
clergy. And a lot of clergy are just straight out atheists, but the only reason why they're in the clergy is because they can make money. It's so good.
Yeah, interesting. I believe that could very well be true. Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Mark, let's go back to more on poverty from Raw Story, where they're just now getting to explain to us what it is that we supposedly don't know about how government is the wonderful solution to all things that people are frustrated with.
Yes, she's Greta, here, the author at rawstory.com, says, so what does this have to do with fiscal policy? Well, duh. Poverty is perpetuated or alleviated, worsened or improved by fiscal policy. That's not the only thing affecting poverty, but it's one of the biggest things. To list just a few of the most obvious examples of the very, very direct influence, tax policy, minimum wage, funding of public schools and universities, unionization rights, banking and lending laws, labor laws, funding of public transportation, public health care, unemployment benefits, disability benefits, welfare policy, public assistance that doesn't penalize people for having savings, child care, having a functioning infrastructure.
Wait a minute, I think the government does all these things already, so why isn't poverty solved?
She's saying it needs more funding.
Oh, more of it. Okay,
she hasn't
great.
Actually said that.
Well, that's what she's insinuating so far. Maybe
yeah, it's the implication. It's the heavy implication. Having economic policies that support labor, having a tax system that doesn't steal from the poor to give to the rich.
Wait. So she's okay with stealing from the rich to give to the poor, because right now taxes steal from everybody. And
give to government bureaucrats.
Yeah, and I do want to hear more about what she has to say here, but you know, the presumption is pretty clear that somehow government alleviates these problems, when I think we've already shown that it makes it worse. So she's right that government can alleviate or make these problems worse. It's just that we think that when the government gets out of things, that when they get out of regulating industries and things like that, that helps people get out of poverty. She, of course, would believe the opposite is the case, that you have to give them handouts.
Yeah, add a middleman. That sounds like a great idea.
Having a social safety net. A real social safety net. Not right. One that just barely keeps people from starving to death.
Meaning more funding.
But one that actually lets people get on their feet and function. Makes a difference. Mm-hmm. When these systems are
working. You can't get on your feet if you're trapped in a damn net.
Right. Well, these systems have been around for decades, Greta. Yeah. When are they going to start working?
As soon as you elect more Democrats.
We have all the Democrats you need in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut
right. And
California.
And poor
we
people
know
are...
what Democratic policy looks
right.
like.
And poor people are still poor. What do you know?
There's a lot more poor people in the Democratic areas. And they.
Yeah, how's Detroit doing?
Right.
They're pretty Democrat.
Democrats have no answers for poverty, or the Democratic areas wouldn't be full of poor people.
I know the answer to poverty. Get a job with the government.
Yep, that'll help. That'll help. There's no doubt about that. So let's see. When they're not, it's difficult to impossible to get out of poverty. I haven't even gotten to the fiscal policy of the so-called free trade and all the ways it feeds poverty in both the U.S. and around the world. I'll get to that in a bit. Fiscal policy affects poverty.
So free trade isn't free, but the free services the government gives out, those are free.
Yes. In the United States, fiscally conservative means supporting fiscal policies that perpetuate poverty. Fiscally conservative means slashing support systems that help the poor. No, what fiscally conservative means is getting the government out of the poverty funding business and turning it over to charities. This will get people out of the system that do not need to be in the system. This will take away the incentives to hang around on the social safety net as though it's a hammock.
And it'll bring competition into the charitable marketplace, more of it, because once the government steps away, the charities that take their place will be competing for funds, but competing for donors, which means they have to be lean, they have to be efficient, they have to be spending money wisely, they have to be looking at where they're actually giving their donors money to, instead of just blindly taking anybody that fills out a form.
You know, if you want to know what poor people that understand what it takes to get out of poverty look like, just look at people that are moving here to the United States, some legally, some illegally, in order to make a better life for themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
These people have not had training. They haven't been given government programs on how to get a job and how to keep a job and how to do all these other stuff. They understand that hard work is what's going to make their lives better. Just as immigrants have understood that have been moving to the United States for decades, for generations. That's what's made the United States. This isn't difficult stuff to understand. It isn't that, I can't figure out how to get out of poverty. Yeah. I mean, I was in the lowest socioeconomic class in America. Convict. I made no money.
Felon.
For years.
Felon
prison.
Convict.
Well, I mean, how many? There aren't that many misdemeanor convicts.
Wait, you're not a convict if you go to jail?
Okay. Okay.
You've been convicted.
Yes. I suppose you can get under the greater umbrella, but if that's what you wish to do, but I was
Mark's a badder convict than the rest of us, Derek.
I stayed 8.5 years
you
only
in prison.
Spent
that's
2 months.
No, that's, I think that's
you
true.
Line
no,
up all
they
your
made the distinction when I was in jail.
As opposed to inmate versus convict.
Yeah, there were convicts who made that distinction. It's a real thing.
So, anyway, one can't claim. Yeah, I had a few little benefits. My mother was still around and all that stuff. I had a place to live. Mm-hmm. But I went and got jobs. I worked. I know plenty of guys who got out, did fine for themselves. And I know plenty of guys who are like, I'm going to see what the next day brings.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have such great stuff. I feel like I understand poverty to some extent. Yeah, it's got to be difficult if you have a kid. Here's an idea. Don't have a kid. If you're making, if you can't handle a $400 financial emergency.
I'm with you. All right, she's going to go on here, huh?
So yeah.
We're still at number one.
I think we need to describe libertarian responses to what this lady said.
Haven't we been doing that the entire time? What do we miss?
The fact is that the state has had control of these things for decades.
Sure.
And the state's going to continue to mess them up. If you give the state more money, you're just going to have more poverty.
On poverty is the same as the war on drugs. You know, if you have this government war on something, surprise, you get more of it.
The government only perpetuates what it funds.
People respond to incentives.
And force doesn't work. Force creates unintended consequences. So I get that she wants to help people. So do I.
She says, I don't understand. She doesn't even understand what we mean.
Yeah, that's true. There's more coming up. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated in someone's who's your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to serve us debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're going to continue with more of the uninformed piece from Raw Story about supposedly things libertarians don't understand, but I'm pretty sure we've understood everything she said thus far in this piece.
I'm pretty sure they're old complaints, and they've been addressed many, many times.
Well, it's going to keep happening, and that's okay. You know, I think it's a good thing that, now that, of course, they're not using the word libertarians. They're using fiscal conservative social liberals, which is sort of another way to say libertarian. But, of course, as we've discussed before, my opinion about the word libertarian is that it has to have more principle behind it, as in non-aggression. That is, that as a libertarian, you don't believe in achieving political goals, in this case, helping the poor, through the use of aggression, through the use of aggressive force. And what I mean by that is the tax system is aggressive force. It's backed by the violence of the state, in that if you don't pay, they're going to put you in a prison cell.
She doesn't address that at one point.
Of course not.
And in an article where she says, here are seven things that the people that are fiscally conservative and socially liberal don't understand, she refuses to point out, if she understands at all, refuses to point out, you know, the inherent violence in the system.
She probably doesn't want to acknowledge that, like a lot of people refuse to acknowledge it, both on the left and the right. You know, they don't want to see the gun in the room. She sees the system as the mechanism, in her mind, as the best mechanism for helping poor people. She wants to help people. I don't blame her for that. The things she said about being poor are relatively correct in this story, that it's tough to be poor, and, you know, it's expensive to be poor, and so on and so forth. But the things she doesn't understand are that it's actually these very government programs programs that she supports in a lot of ways that keep people poor, and many of the government regulations that she likely supports, supposedly to put it, stick it to those big corporations, actually help the big corporations, protecting them from poor people rising up and creating their own innovative businesses in the marketplace.
It sounds like this author, Gretchen, sort of reasons...
Greta, sort of reasons
from appeal to consequences, like, oh, well, the government's this machine, and if you tweak it this way, this will happen,
yeah.
And if you tweak it this way, that'll happen. And so that's why she sort of frames this as social liberal, fiscal conservative. This is the output that will come from that machine. Whereas you're saying, like, no, if you start, yeah, you can get those results, but if you start from a principle of non-aggression, those things sort of develop.
It would develop and blossom in a better way because they'd be the money would be more accurately spent. Each individual would be able to decide where to send their money, and so the marketplace would provide better, more effective services. But they, those people don't believe that about the market. They believe that
they believe it's inherently inefficient.
Yeah.
Not only are you getting better consequences, you're just not appealing to the consequences that you get. You're appealing to the principles that they stem from in the first place.
So
which I think she doesn't see.
One thing you can like. If you believe that the human race simply isn't going to do the things you want them to do, then the government is more efficient. So, for instance, if you want to...
And that's what they believe.
They believe
they'll not contribute. They believe people are inherently selfish, and so therefore they won't help their neighbors, which,
if you're
of course,
really
all the evidence is to the contrary.
If you're really concerned about getting to Mars, that the human beings get to Mars in the next decade, you're right that... Freeing the marketplace is not going to get humans to Mars in the next decade. I would agree that just being, you know, freeing up the marketplace isn't going to get us to Mars in the next decade. However,
but you don't really know that.
I don't really know that, but I would. It's a prediction.
I mean, look at what the SpaceX people have done for what was the first prize, like $10,000 or something ridiculous like that to put something into low Earth orbit. Wasn't it just a fairly small cash prize? I don't remember the exact number, but am I right about this?
It was something like that.
Yeah,
and it got done
fast
because. Bragging rights for
and
then opportunities that come from being the winner in that prize.
And so why couldn't that escalate in over a period of 10 years and you know, technology shoot up with,
sure.
You know, fresh competition?
It could, but it'd have to be a very, very free market. Not entirely, and I don't think we're going to get that in 10 years either.
Maybe not. Who knows?
But what I can tell you is that when the United States put a bunch of money into going to the moon, they got there. And if the United States put a bunch of money into going to Mars, they'd get there. Now there would
What if they put a bunch of money in the war on drugs?
They would fail. But at that point,
some who say they didn't go to the moon, Mark.
Those people are probably wrong.
Oh no.
So all I'm saying, though, Ian, is that you can use the government to get what you want. If you say
sometimes.
You can't, you're just blinding yourself. You can get what you want in the war on drugs. You can get it if you spend enough money in the government.
Can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I can go around shooting every person that has a joint in their mouth. Bam, you're dead.
That's...
Pretty soon, you'll win the war on drugs.
You're not going to find everybody with a joint in their mouth by going around shooting people.
Ian.
No one's
going to
walk by you with a joint if they know they're going to get shot.
If you put enough force and enough money behind something, you will win.
I don't think so. You can't defeat drug use and drug dealing.
I sort of think like there was a time when you were right, Mark, that might made everything possible. But I'd like to believe, and I do believe now, that technology has made it possible to outsmart
the brute force of... I mean, look, I'm just saying that if you're going to be tyrannical enough,
you can get the internet, I'm
going
to smoke more pot.
Ian, you won't be able to smoke pot. If this is somebody's goal, you're the first person they shoot, right?
Uh-huh.
You're one of the most famous...
There's millions of people in
pot
America...
Pot smokers in America.
There's millions of people in America who smoke cannabis, and if they know they're going to get shot for it, they're just not going to do it openly in public. Okay, you're not going to end the war on drugs. You're not going to destroy drug use if you get even more violent. And there are already countries in the world where drug dealers are given the death penalty.
There's a lot fewer drugs there, Ian.
How do you know that?
A lot fewer.
I don't know.
Because they're not shooting that many people for drugs. That's why.
Well, have you looked at the statistics from those countries?
Best I can tell.
Yeah, have you actually looked at them?
Yes, I spent some time looking at the numbers from Saudi Arabia.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, you go through there with a little bit of pot, and you're in big trouble. People are pretty careful about it there.
Okay.
So there you go. That's all I'm saying is that you put enough time and energy, but enough money, enough government push in something, you just get much better results with a free market. You'll get an expansion, economic expansion in lots of areas, in lots of ways if you make a free market. You're going to get the expansion you want in one area at a tremendous cost by using the government. And that's what this lady wants. This lady cares about poor people a lot. And she thinks that she can solve the problem with government programs. We've tried them for decades. They haven't worked. Okay. What are we going to do? Going on with number two?
I thought we were... Was you finally done with number one here?
Yes.
Okay, great. No, I do not want to go on for with number two. We will have to do that another day. You did tell me, though, off the air that this article is mostly number one.
It is.
So we'll get to the other ones later, because I know we can just keep, you know, discussing these, and there are other issues worth talking about here tonight. I think we should jump into the Cheshire Fair. We'll follow up with the $70,000 minimum wage thing here in a little bit, since that does tie into this poverty discussion. But I don't want to have Derek J. leave tonight and not have talked about the Cheshire Fair, which is where we spent, you and I, and several other activists, the last five full working days. You and I, Derek J., were opening up at the Cheshire Fairgrounds. It was the fourth year that I've put together an outreach booth at said fair, and I'm sort of an old hat at doing this fair outreach. I did it back in the year 2000 and 2003 and 2006, like for 5 years in Florida, and have done it for several years up here. The purpose of the outreach booth this year was to do Bitcoin outreach, and it was the same purpose last year. We actually did much better this year than we did last year. We handed out hundreds of Bitcoin flyers, which we did that last year as well. But also this year, we managed to get 18 people to install Bitcoin wallets, and compared to 3 people last year, which I thought was incredibly successful. I didn't know what to expect this time around. I wasn't sure if we were going to see more response on people installing a Bitcoin wallet on their smartphone or not, but it was significantly more, you know, 6 times more, and that was awesome. So you and I, Derek, got to have the great experience of talking with people about Bitcoin. Were there any highlights of that you wanted to share?
Yeah, people were surprised at how fast and easy it was, the fact that there was no private information that they needed to put in. And this was fun for me, like, every time. I got to talk to someone new and share with them about a wallet. And I joked with one woman that if I'm successful, I lose money, because I was actually sending them some Bitcoin.
You and I were both doing that. Yeah, it's one of the things I changed this year, and you inspired me to do it differently. Last year, I would go and put money in the machine, which didn't always work perfectly, and it just made it easier to just send them money from our phones.
Yeah,
so that's what we did.
So, like, one of the things about, imagine trying to explain email to somebody who had never used email before.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
explaining
like
Bitcoin
that.
is a lot like that. And the best way to show someone, well, the best way to explain it is to show someone. Yeah. So, you know, if I needed to set up an email account on somebody's phone real quick, I'm sure everyone would know how to do that, or they would be able to figure it out real quick. Well, Bitcoin's very much the same way. They just go into their app store, download a free wallet, and they've got everything they need to send and receive Bitcoin around the world. So I showed them that, and it was very simple and freeing for people.
Yeah, it was great. We'll talk more about some of the experiences, including some of the negative sides of being at the fair, some of which you can see over at freekeen.com right now in a video, Derek J., that you posted. I believe it was yesterday or the day before that. More coming up. It's for Talk Live.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.